With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the mid-1970s, a former Associated Press reporter named Armistead Maupin began writing a weekly serial for a San Francisco newspaper. Known as Tales of the City, the stories which focused on gays became enormously popular and became the basis of five novels, the latest called Significant Others. The idea of writing fiction in parts isn't new. As Armistead Maupin notes, Charles Dickens did it in the 19th century.
I had to remind a lot of my editors of that when I first introduced this at the Chronicle in 76, because they still had an enormous prejudice against fiction appearing in a newspaper.
Armistead Maupin says that while he was one of the first to write about gay people, his work is aimed at a cross-section.
I've made no bones about my own sexuality. I'm gay. But I don't think it's any more a gay series than Norman Mailer's writing is a heterosexual thing. I really don't apply that to it.
In fact, when Maupin's first gay heroes were beleaguered, he often got sympathetic notes from non-gays.
By the same token, gay people were I'm made to feel more comfortable about the straight people around them because they saw the ways in which the gay characters interacted with their straight friends. I like to think of the books and the serials as having built bridges to make people understand each other better.
Armistead Maupin's stories are more explicit in book form. The versions in the San Francisco Examiner, which now runs the serials, are somewhat sanitized.
When you write fiction, the editors seem to reserve to themselves the right to censor you if they think you've conjured up an image in the mind of the reader, if you've even moved the reader in a way that they think might be objectionable.
Armistead Maupin, his novel Significant Others, is an often funny look at gays and non-gays who are haunted by the specter of AIDS. It was published in hardcover by Harper & Row and as a perennial library paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Armistead Maupin's funny stories about the trials and tribulations of gay people are serialized in the San Francisco Examiner. Maupin has turned the stories into a series of novels, the latest called Significant Others. While Armistead Maupin's work is mostly funny, there is an underlying horror, the mysterious fatal disease called AIDS.
It's very difficult to live with the idea that your friends could be dead and two or three years. Every moment becomes precious. The relationships you build with your family of friends becomes the most important thing. And I try to show that in the book. I try to show the way in which these people have drawn closer together in order to nourish themselves with love and to feel some kind of strength against this horrible dread.
Armistead Maupin says there was little said about AIDS until the death of Rock Hudson.
Well, I know people, including myself, who've been practicing safe sex for 5 years now, long before the American press decided to say anything whatsoever about the AIDS epidemic.
Which Maupin says is not a disease of gays, but a virus that kills anyone.
We can't live with these pagan ideas of assigning guilt. I mean, how long did people go around whispering cancer because they thought there was something inherently evil about getting cancer? Or any number of the other diseases that somehow in this country we associate with some kind of moral failing.
While Armistead Maupin is an articulate spokesman for the gay point of view, he insists he does not speak for all gays.
We're of every stripe. We're Republicans, we're Democrats, we're old and we're young, we're right-wing and left-wing, we're men and women.
Armistead Maupin is the author of Significant Others, published in hardcover by Harper & Row and in paper by Perennial Library. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. North Carolina of the 1950s wasn't the easiest place in which to grow up if you were gay. Armistead Maupin was 13 when he realized he was attracted to members of his own sex.
As much as I tried to direct my attention towards girls, it just didn't work. It was not there for me. As a consequence, I didn't have sex with anybody until I was 26 years old because I was so afraid of being this terrible thing I was told that I could become.
Armistead Maupin says his adolescence might have been a lot easier had he been able to turn to someone.
For me, it was a question of not having any real role models around. There was no one that I could look to that I could say, well, that person is gay and he looks fine. It turns out that that's the way I am, I have nothing to worry about. There were a few horrifying, visible examples of homosexuality and not much else because most people were very deeply in the closet.
Educated at the University of North Carolina, Armistead Maupin flunked out of law school, joined the Navy, and wound up writing for the Associated Press in San Francisco. Now, Maupin's stories about gays, initially called Tales of the City, are serialized in the San Francisco Examiner and published in book form, the latest titled Significant Others.
I've trained myself over the years to write for both the serial form and the novel that I know that it's going to result from the serial. It's just a question of understanding how it's going to end up, ultimately.
Today, Armistead Maupin travels a lot, trying to reassure young gays that they need not feel guilt for being what they are.
Well, they should know that their lives can be happy and fulfilling, and that there's nothing to be worried about.
Armistead Maupin, author of Significant Others, published in hardcover by Harper & Row, and as a perennial library paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.